It's Tuesday. Oh dear. What's the date? It's the 14th. Tuesday the 14th of April. There's panic in the garden. The blackbirds are on alert. Get a lot of this at this time of the year when they're rearing young. I suspect because this morning at this particular time anyway. Yes, as maybe not so much the crow, but the magpies. The dreaded magpies. Yesterday, the blackies were on massive alert for a long while, and I can usually tell what's causing the problem, you know, if it's crows, magpies. There's a jackdaw now. And they all, I mean, I don't think jackdaws would do anything to the young. But it's even strange to see a jackdaw sitting on the telegraph wire up there. So, go away, jackdaw, here you go. I just had to move about a wee bit there. Mrs. is on one tree and Mr.'s on another tree to my left. She's chasing the male blackbird out the garden. Yesterday they were on high alert, and it was obviously cats. Cats either wandering through my neighbour's garden or over in the park or wherever. Because I have news of birth. Yes, as I kicked into the blackie's nest yesterday afternoon, to expecting to see her sitting there with her wee eye kicking out at me. I mean, you can't spot them until you know exactly where they are. And all I saw was one yellow beak gaping wide, no signs. So I don't know if there's one, two, or how many she's got in there. But the panic at this time of the year is terrible, because obviously they're defending, you know, this is ridiculous. I'll tell you why, because there's a lot of crows flying about in the air over the house this morning. And it's bad enough them having to cope with intruding blackbirds, but having to cope with the bigger birds, especially the magpies, who will, if they spot a nest, will do it the utmost to raid that nest. See, there's another jackdaw. Now, this is unusual, I have to say. Obviously, they're feeding young too, so they know there's food in this garden. I suppose I'm going to have to try and be more discreet as to where we put the food out. That's one, two. There's three jackdaws. Now, this is just totally unusual. They're just the other side in the park, but they're facing the garden, so... I'm going to have to stop putting food out where I put it out. I haven't even gotten round to announce the morning yet. Yeah. It's a pretty wild morning actually. Drizzly rain. And quite a strong wind blowing and gusting now and again. It's very overcast and grey. Everywhere is grey. I can't even see a lick of sunshine. I can't even see that what could be the brightness of the sun behind the clouds. It's not a nice day. Yeah, there's positives in it, and the positives are is that it's mild. I suppose the other positive is that I will be indoors virtually all day, decorating, as I was yesterday afternoon and evening. So it's not as if I'm going to be looking out the window and at sunshine and wishing I was out in the garden somewhere. This big bird has come down in the garden. They're getting a wee bit used to me now too, though you're still skittish. You know, it's difficult to even move slightly. It's just off it go. But normally, if he'd come down or she had come down and saw me standing here, we just immediately flew off again. Go and have a wee kick. Oh, wait a minute. No. I'll tell you how I'm feeling this morning. I'm feeling okay, actually. Good sleep last night. Not a great sleep, but a good sleep. A bit sore this morning because of the unusual body angles yesterday while washing down a ceiling and walls and masking the facings and skirting. I think I spent about 2 hours over, no, maybe probably over 2 hours washing down all the facings, skirting, door frames, walls, ceiling. So up and down. So back's a wee bit tender this morning. Thing is, if I'd been digging the garden, it wouldn't have been as sore. Oh, there you have it. So other than that, I'm feeling quite good. Positive. As I said, I've got decorating to do today, and I'm procrastinating. Well, no, I'm not really procrastinating. I'm thinking of some commitments that I had made for this week, and then completely forgot that we're going off first thing Friday morning, heading north for a week's holiday. And I've got this decorating to get all done, and the old carpet lifted, and as much furniture as possible out the living room for first thing Thursday morning, where the carpet fitters are coming. So it's going to be a hectic 2 or 3 days. I've still the car to get washed and polished and everything checked about it. I'm just not going to have any time to do anything for anybody, and yet I put myself in that position. But you know, they're just going to have to understand. And as I said, half my problem is that I do want to honour what I said I would do, and I'm going to have to go and tell one particular woman that I'm not putting up the 50-inch television in her son's bedroom this week. As I said, I should be able to do. I didn't promise, I said I should be able to do it. You heard it right. In her son's bedroom, to go with his Xbox, PlayStation, what's the other thing? It's computer, laptop. I'm putting up a 50-inch television in a wee alcove. Can't be a wee alcove. An alcove in your room. A 50-inch television in a bedroom for a wee boy. Well, he's maybe a teenager now, but you know what I mean. So that one's going to have to pass. Let's take a wee walk along and see if Mrs. Blackbird's went back on the nest, or if we can see the wee yellow beaks. That's okay, she trusts me. She knows I'm not going to do anything. Yeah, I'm looking at the nest and... Are you there? Yes, I think she is, actually. Ah, she is. You know, it takes those... It takes your eyes those few seconds to... You know, like those 3D image cards that you get, and if you've got to cross your eyes in a certain manner, and then the 3D image appears. Well, I'd have swore for the first couple of seconds that she wasn't in the nest, but she is. She's sitting with her head kind of pointing up so that the beak's straight up and down. Well, nowhere near enough straight up and down. But it just took those few seconds for my brain to tune in. So she's sitting on the chicks again, and all is calm in the garden for now. But as I said, at this time of the year, the panic, it goes on all the time. I'm going to do an audio boo about cats. I'm not going to say too much this morning, and it's going to be about cats in my garden. So if you see that title coming up for an audio, you'll know what it's about. And I'm afraid I'm not going to beat about the bush, mess about when I record this video. I'm going straight for the jugular. Yeah, sounded ominous, didn't it? Actually, and I will say this in the audio, I actually like cats. I really do. I really like cats. Just not in my garden. Anyway, if I get a chance, I'll do that. If I get a chance. I might have to record it while emotioning ceiling and walls. Anyway. So, 14th of April. A dull grey, kind of dreich morning. It's not too bad, really. But it won't matter to me, because I'm going to put the sun on in the living room. As Mr. Blackbird's come back with worms. It's been over in the park. Yes, you make sure you give them a nice wee clean before you give her them. Don't drop it. I can't remember what I was saying there. Yes, I'm going to put the sun on in the living room. The sun being the big centrepiece Fantasia fan and triple light unit. We never put the triple light on at any time unless we're doing something like decorating or hunting on the carpet for a lost pin. But when these three lights are on, and my wife cleaned all the shades yesterday and I cleaned the fan down, you know, it's so bright, it's unbearable. But for decorating, brilliant. Oh, she's just left the nest because she saw him. He came over to the tree nearest to the nest. She's left the nest, and that's obviously so that he can go in and feed the youngsters. Go on. I know where the nest is. I know, he's double, triple, quadruple checking that there's nothing else watching him go in. I'm not going to move because he's going to have to learn to trust me with the nest and the young. There he goes, he's doing it in wee stages. Now he's on a wee post, a wee 2 foot post I've got in the herga, and then he's up in the nest. Not a sound. Did you see the, you know, other chicks make me squawks and squeals. I've heard you'll hear blue tits and all those doing squawks and squeals when the parent returns the food. Not the blackbirds, they're silent. I'll have to research that because I've never realised they were actually totally silent. I always thought all young chicks would make some kind of little sound. Feed me, feed me. Not him or her, but me. I've got the biggest mouth, feed me. Yeah, I'm just being a wee bit childish, but yeah, you know what I mean. Gotta go, gotta go.